And staying in the area of health and Māori, Māori nurses are calling for more Māori health workers. They say there should be less focus on bringing in nurses from overseas. And as Ashley McCall reports, they want the government to prioritise building a Māori workforce.
Myra Podo is a Kaihautū cancer navigator in the Bay of Plenty. She takes care of patients at Tauranga Hospital. She's seen many occasions where non-Māori doctors and nurses have given up on Māori patients.
All they see is someone who can't be bothered with their health, but they don't actually go that one step further. And I've asked that question. I've said, has anybody asked why there is a problem? Why aren't they presenting? Why are there any difficulties? And they go, well, no, they just said no. And, you know, we all know about consent, but I just believe that we go that one step further and try and break down what the problem is.
She's also faced blatant racism.
Do you know anything about whanaungatanga? Do you know anything about whakapapa? And they, no, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about, but Māoris love us. I used to get that all the time. Māoris love us. So we have no problems with our patients. And I say, oh, really? But do you realise that my position was created because there was a problem? There was an identified problem that people weren't engaging. So how can you explain that? And they go, oh, well, you know, because you're a Māori, they gave you the job.
Ms Podo is adamant there would be more Māori patients alive today if more Māori nurses and doctors were helping care for them.
I believe so. Honestly, I do. It's because the fact that we are Māori also helps our people to engage better, and the fact that we know that there are problems that do exist out there for our patients.
Her call comes after the government announced a plan to recruit more nurses. But within that, there's no specific target for Māori and Pacifica staff. Nurses organisation Kai Whakahaere Kiri Noku wants the government to prioritise building a Māori and Pacifica workforce, and that means making it easier for people to do the training.
Part of their expectation is they do practicals away from home often, which means financially it's a burden. So if you want to reduce a barrier, make it free, make training free, make it accessible, and then you'll see an increase in young people wanting to take up nursing.
She says Māori make up 7% of the workforce, a figure that hasn't changed since 2007. The government plans to recruit more nurses from overseas, but a nursing manager, Māori Lucas, says there's potential here too.
We're not able to look after the ones that we have here already. Many internationally qualified nurses are coming into the country and not actually working as nurses because it's too difficult to go through the process of registration, visa, approvals, and so we've got to get that sorted.
Miss Lucas thinks the Māori Health Authority is a good start, but she questions how much it can achieve.
Although seriously underfunded, $168 million over 4 years is not a great start at all. I'm not sure what the full expectation of that is, but that's going to be very difficult from the get-go.
The Minister of Health has been approached for comment.